Good morning. It's time for Mike Onesko's Renegade Rock here on the Rogue Radio Podcast Network. Every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. That's right, I'm sitting here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're playing great music. We have great interviews, just having a fun time coming up on our two-year anniversary. And hopefully we have some good surprises for next year, and we can keep continuing to provide you with good quality interviews and music. And let's keep rocking. Today it's all Cream, but it's tracks that you never hear on classic radio. These are deep cut Cream tracks that only true Cream fans know about. Okay, let's roll it, boys and girls.
Press Stratton Warthog closed down their shop. They didn't want to. It was all they had got. Selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and Press Rat's collection of dog legs and feet. Sadly, they left, telling no one goodbye. Press Rat wore red jodhpurs, the warthog his striped tie. Between them, they carried a three-legged sack, went straight round a corner, and never came back. Press Stratton Warthog closed down their shop. The bad Captain Madman told them to stop selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and Press Rat's collection of dog legs and feet. Bad Captain Madman had ordered their fate. He laughed and stumped off the nautical gate. The gate turned into a derogatory, and his peg leg got woodwork, broke into three. Closed down their shop. They didn't want to, which was all they had got. Selling atonal apples, amplified heat, Press Rat's collection of dog legs and feet. We'll be right back.
electronic guitar is also dismissed as nothing but a jangling noise machine, incapable of subtlety or delicacy. Lead guitarist Eric Clapton has built his reputation as a blues player on just these qualities, subtlety and delicacy. He explains, for example, how his guitar has four primary controls, controls for volume and controls for tone quality.
Those two are the volume. This one is for that pickup, and that one is for that pickup. And this is the tone for that pickup, and this is the tone for that pickup. And just by, you know, turning them all off or turning them all on, you can get a completely different sound. You know, you just get... And you get it very, very thin, like this. It's what you play when you've done that. Makes a difference, you know, because you can play.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, just the amount of pressure you put on with the flat pick, you know, because you can hit the strings very hard or hit them very soft, you know, or just touch them at any volume. You see? Now I can play that at the same volume but softer.
That's characteristic of electric guitars is the wah-wah effect that you make with the pedal.
I have to kick this to start it.
Could you play some and explain how it's done?
As I rock the pedal, you can hear it through the amplifier. As I rock the pedal, it takes bass off and puts treble on. You see, like that. So in actual fact, your volume isn't going down very much, but the tone is going wah wah like that.
Another characteristic of your particular playing is a kind of whining noise, usually described as woman tone.
Yeah, let me turn this thing off.
Can you tell us what that is?
The woman tone is produced by using either the bass pickup or the lead pickup, but with all the bass off. And in fact, if you use both pickups, you should take all the bass off on the tone control. That is to put. To turn it down to one or O, you know, on the tone control, and then turn the volume full up, you know, and it's supposed to sound like this. The kind of blues I play I started playing was one of accompaniment, you know. Of lead accompaniment, so that is quite difficult, you know. There are basic things that you'd have to learn about that style itself, which is the finger vibrato that you have to use, which is like that, you know. Which is very important.
Could you just do that again?
Yeah. You see, that itself is very difficult, can take you a long, long time to play and get that perfected.
When you're improvising, do you use stock phrases as the raw material? And if so, can you share some?
Yeah, there are phrases that I always play that are stock phrases that I work from, you know, which are just like... All these runs... You know, are put together from old phrases that I first started on, like. And now they're just all kind of messed up with other things which I learned, like that, you know, which is. If a guy likes playing football, then that's what he will use to get all of his kind of basic. Kind of angry bits out of him, you know, that you build up through any day, you know, you can just like someone to toot the horn in the car behind you and you'll get angry and you'll have no release for it, you know. Well, that happens to everybody, but you know, like, I've got the advantage of being able to sort of play that out on the guitar by being sort of fairly aggressive in the way I play, not the way I use it. Well, that can be done too, you know, with people like The Who.
Can you show us?
And Pete Townsend. What do you mean? You want me to break the guitar up?
Well, no, not quite. Just an example of aggression in your music.
Yeah, right.
An Eric Clapton interview from the Farewell Cream movie, and then we heard Cat Squirrel Dance the Night Away and Pressed Radden Warhog. It's all cream today here on Renegade Rock. Let's keep rocking and rolling with the cream.
Sunshine day breaking, we can wait till tomorrow. Car speed road, Colin Bird, freed leaf falling, can bite. making sunshine day breaking. We can't wait till tomorrow. Car speed road calling, bird freely fallen.
Yeah, that's the shit I'm talking about. Cream live at Winterland, 1968. I was a freshman in high school. Even though I went to Winterland a million times, I had not moved out there till 1972. I wish I could have been in Winterland to see that. That's the greatest Cream jam of all time. It's hard to believe it's Eric Clapton on guitar. His tone, his chops, everything is just unbelievable. Cream, Sweet Wine, live at Winterland. It's all Cream today here on Mike Onesko's Renegade Rock. And there was a nice little interview from the Cream movie. And we got some groovy stuff. Let's keep grooving on. It's Cream.
Outside my window is a tree. Outside my window is a tree. There only for me. And it stands in the gray of the city. No time for pity for the tree or me. Is there a reason for today? Is there a reason for today? Do you remember? I can hear the cries of the city. No time for pity. For a growing tree. Outside my window is a tree. There only for me. And it stands in the gray of the city. No time for pity for the tree or me. Thank you.
soul. Oh, Are we rolling? A one, a two, a three, a four.
A mother was washing a baby one night, the youngest of ten, and a delicate mite. The mother was poor, and the baby was thin. 'Twas naught but a skeleton covered with skin. The mother turned round for the soap off the rack. She was only a moment, but when she turned back, a baby had gone, and in anguish she cried, "Oh, where has my baby gone?" The angels replied, "Oh, your baby has gone down the plug hole. Oh, your baby has gone down the plug. The poor little thing was so skinny and thin, he should have been washed in a jug, in a jug. Your baby is perfectly happy, he won't need a bath anymore. He's a muck in a butt with the angels above. Not a lost, but gonna be a four."
See you next week, kids. See you next week.
Thank you. Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again.